Let's talk now about one of the forces driving impressionable women and men into the arms of extremist groups like ISIS.
Just about every extremist insurgency we see in the world today is operating in an environment of acute corruption and puts forward the notion that the only way to achieve public integrity is by way of a kind of strict code of personal moral purity.
That's author Sarah Chase. She delves into how corrupt governments give rise to religious extremism in her new book, Thieves of State. Chase says the radical response to corruption isn't limited to Islam.
What I found really interesting when I was researching this book, which I didn't expect, is that there's a similar strain in the Christian tradition. So today, in Nigeria, for example, there is a very powerful, very strict Pentecostal movement among Nigerian Christians, and they haven't quite said, go attack the government or go attack the police or go attack Muslims. But the amount of violence that I experienced in Sunday services that I attended was quite frightening. And the language that was used was all about corruption.
I want to stop you there just for a moment. When you say sort of violence in the Sunday services, what are you referring to?
Violent language. It's about the enemy. It's about the enemy has thwarted my destiny. And people would jump up and shake their fists. And the violence in the air, the powerful negative emotions that were being evoked and expressed. And we're talking big churches here. We're talking a couple thousand people. It was impressive.
Now, you spend a lot of time in your book on Afghanistan. And of course, it's a country that you yourself have spent years in. Describe the sort of living in a kind of a corrupt country. What are the things you encounter? What are the kind of the corruption you keep referring to people are really sick and tired of? What's it like?
So essentially every time you come into contact with a government official, not only do you have to fork over money, but they treat you, they demand it in an incredibly humiliating way. There's a story in the book about the brother of one of the members of my manufacturing cooperative who not only was shaken down by police five times between, you know, the border of Pakistan and Kandahar where we were living, which is about an hour and a half drive, but when he tried to balk, he actually got struck in the face. And when he tried to call somebody to report this, the police took his phone and broke it. There's an arrogance and a humiliating way in which these, quote, petty bribes are extorted by government officials. The choices that this ends up presenting ordinary people are three. One is, if they're ambitious, they usually become corrupt because that's really the only way to get ahead. If they're really outraged at this type of behavior on the part of the government, they tend to join an insurgent movement or a revolution, like in the Arab Spring. And everybody else are victims. There's like no space between being a victim and being a perpetrator.
But I think what's hard to square is that the groups that people have chosen to get involved with, whether it's ISIS or the Taliban or Boko Haram, there's not a lot of purity going on.
There isn't. And what I would suggest is you think back to our own revolution. People were being tarred and feathered in the streets. Look at the French Revolution and the torrents of blood that were spilled during that long event. I think that when humans are driven to extremes, they lose their sense of logic. And often they can then be captured and manipulated by individuals or groups that are exploiting legitimate grievances and then bend recruits to behaviors that are no more acceptable than the behavior of the government that they're revolting against.
In all your research, who have you come across or what country is doing something effective to fight corruption?
There is a growing, at least verbal recognition on the part of top U.S. government officials that this really is a problem that can no longer be relegated to a sort of back burner, that it is connected to some of the security crises that have been flaring up over the last couple of years, and that it may be important to start addressing really severe or structured corruption upstream of when it generates a really serious security crisis.
Sarah Chase is a senior associate at the Carnegie Endowment. Her new book is called Thieves of State: Why Corruption Threatens Global Security. Thank you so much, Sarah.
Thank you, Carol.